ability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Multimedia Men Podcast 2016, first one of the year, and we're going to do a special edition podcast with Gwen Reyes from Fresh Fiction.
I'm here all the time, but I appreciate you.
It's a special edition one because we're not talking about just film. We're talking about all of TCA.
Yep.
And really cool, we're doing our first live Periscope. As you can probably see us, we'll wave if you're watching us right now. But it's been a while since we've all been together. As y'all just said, we're getting the band back together.
Hey, Brian, but what's TCA?
What is TCA? We'll get to that in a second, but we'll introduce everybody first. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. I'm also with Susan Kamyab from ThisChicksFlix.com, Irving Community Television, and Dallas Morning News.
Yeah.
Holla.
She's our most prestigious member.
Oh, yeah. We do everything we can to keep her. Contract negotiations seem to be going okay.
So she smells the nicest.
Did you take a shower for us?
No, she didn't.
Actually, yesterday I did that. Same.
And we're also with Adam Conway, the head of film planner and guy at Angelica Film Center in Dallas. He's the guy.
I kind of like the idea of an organization called Film Planner.
Film Planner.
And it's just like a whole meeting of the minds of different programmers
and
from
the
different
movie
theaters.
Wrangler, according to...
Yeah. You were once referred to as the movie wrangler.
Yes.
The best movie wrangler.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
And you're here. And then Gwen Reyes with Fresh Fiction, freshfiction.tv, mm-hmm.
and
WFAA.
Yeah.
She's the literature expert.
I am.
You can catch her on Wednesdays.
Formerly a real vixen.
Formerly Real Vixen. I know, it's funny though, because I sent out an email recently and somebody responded back to it and it had like this weird old Real Vixen signature thing that I was like, how is that on my email? People think I still write for Real Vixen.
Yeah.
So you get to go to TCA, which TCA is the Television Critics Association.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
It's twice a year
twice
in
a
Los
year.
Angeles, mm-hmm. 3 weeks each, right?
Yeah, it's about 16 days each.
And
depends.
So from what I've heard is that you basically all the television networks and pay cable, they bring out their new shows for
all
really the critics
to
see.
I really love what other people say.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. No, keep going. I want to correct when we get to a thing that's wrong.
So do the I'm doing well
You're
right
doing
now?
You're doing very well.
All right,
yeah.
So the television networks, pay cable, they come and show all the critics the new shows. You get to talk with the actors, the celebrities, filmmakers. And then I'm sure there's an Eyes Wide Shut party at some point, right?
Every day.
Every day. So my first question for you is, being you've done this TCA for a while,
mm-hmm.
and why is it 3 weeks long, and does it need to be that long?
You know what's really funny is that now we are getting the shortest tours in Television Critics Association history, because it's, like you said, it's twice a year. We go in the summertime to get ready for the fall shows. We go in the wintertime to get ready for the spring winter shows and a little bit of the summer shows. It used to be a month. It used to be like a whole month.
A whole month?
Each of them. So you'd
it's like going to a comic book convention for a month.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do
it. It's actually like worse than a comic book convention, because at least in a comic book convention, you can like walk around and you're not like veal sitting in a little box. Like, I literally sit at a desk very similar to this, a little bit narrower, with rows of people, and I have this much space, which I'm saying is about 4 feet, like 3.5 feet of space. That's my own with my laptop and my drinks. And I sit and I type shit all day long.
So since it's in LA, are you the only one from Dallas that goes?
There are.
And how many?
No, there used to be a Dallas critic who used to write for the Dallas Morning News, but doesn't write for them anymore. That would go. And there's one other person, Candace Havens, who lives in Fort Worth, who is on KSCS, which is a radio station over here, country radio station. She goes. But other than that, there's no other Dallas people.
So just you, basically.
Cool. Just me. There's a couple Austin people.
And
but
so you're there with, like, Variety or
I'm with their, yeah,
Hollywood
Variety.
Reporter?
Well, Hollywood Reporter usually sits behind me, Oh, they're very nice. Loud, catty people.
You hear that Hollywood?
Yeah, they know. They know what's up. And then, like, the rap is close. I'm good friends with some of the guys who work on the rap.
And you've written for the rap.
I've written for the rap.
Awesome.
And I met Mashable people this time. So it's nice because you do a lot of networking with your own colleagues, and you get to kind of put faces to names that you've been reading or cites. Sometimes I don't know a lot of the writers, so I have to kind of, like...
And are you always excited to go?
I am. I'm usually excited when I get there. Kind of getting ready for TCA and like getting all of the stuff that I have to get done at home before I leave. That's the hardest part because it's like for WFAA, for example, I have to go in. I know I'm going to be gone for 3 Wednesdays. So I have to go in and record 4 weeks worth of shows.
Oh, that's what you do? You
pre-record? So I'll pre-record and I'm exhausted afterwards, even though it's like 30 minutes. I'm just like, oh my God.
I just always thought you specifically would fly in.
Yeah, exactly.
For that. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, WFAA is hooking you up.
I know, right? That would be amazing. No, I do a pre-record and then I don't, because I used to Skype. Uh-huh. I used to Skype in, but the Wi-Fi was never really reliable and it didn't look good. So I just was like, can I just come in and record 3 extra I'd do like my live show and then stay and do 3 extra shows.
Yeah, that's smart.
So is there like a press hotel where everybody stays?
Yeah, it all takes place. So the one that I just came back from in January is in Pasadena. So we say it's a Langham Huntington Hotel, which is gorgeous. If you watch The Bachelor, it's been featured many times in Bachelor and Bachelorette weddings.
Great.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful...
So you're living high life, basically.
It is. It's like living in Highland Park in a giant hotel in the middle of Highland Park. So
oh,
it's a
man.
Huge hotel.
Cool.
And then in the summer, it's at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills.
Which one's better to go to?
The seclusion of the Pasadena Hotel because you can't really go anywhere and you're really stuck there.
And there's more is like for like which
but then,
conference.
But then for the summer, I like being in Beverly Hills because I can go to like Rodeo Drive's like 4 feet away. I can walk there in 10 minutes.
Shopping.
Yeah, it's just like food. Like I don't have to eat hotel food every single day.
Snacks.
Like at the Langham, it's like I'm eating hotel food all day, all the time. And then, which I'm not complaining, but it's like you kind of get tired of the same stuff. Or my friend who lives there, I have to like hope that maybe she wants to go out and have food. But
what are the snacks like at TCA?
They're good. You are never hungry at TCA.
Well, that's good. Just like at the conferences.
Yeah, so you get the, so we'll say like, we'll take like NBC. So NBC will do a whole day. They used to do multiple days. NBC does 2 days because they do NBC regular and then NBC cable. Mm-hmm. So you'll get like USA and all those over on the second day. And I actually really like NBC cable because they're kind of fun people. But so like NBC will get a whole day and they'll give you a hot breakfast. It's like bacon, eggs. Sometimes they'll bring in a coffee, like a coffee barista thing so you can get fancy coffee. The newer networks go really all out. Like Hulu had a donut wall.
Ooh.
Which was really
cool. What's a donut
cool.
wall?
It was like a giant bookshelf with donuts on it.
Oh,
so
badass.
You could just like pick donuts.
Oh my
That's
god.
What I
god.
Want.
That sounds amazing.
It was so cool. And like Fox always has like a juicer there. And so they'll have like, you can get like fancy stuff there. But like, so you get breakfast, then maybe like a midday snack, then lunch, and then like another snack break.
So breakfast, second breakfast, 11
breakfast, season. Second breakfast. There's never, you're never hungry.
Awesome.
Except for like on Netflix Day, which went from Netflix Day this year was
ridiculous. Probably.
It was rough. It was a really rough day. Netflix, when they first started coming to TCA, would do like two sessions, maybe 2 30-minute sessions. Now they do 12. We had 15 sessions from them in one day. And it was just like, bam.
So what's
we started at 7:15 and just, we
What happens
out.
In a session?
It's a press conference. So it's all it is. It's a press conference. So the talent comes out. We don't clap. You're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to take pictures. You can't do anything. Because they're not, you have to understand that these are not entertainers at this point.
Yeah.
Like they're people who get paid to entertain, but they're not supposed to entertain us. Mm. And we're not supposed to like encourage
It's
them.
Just like a PA tour. We don't clap when they come.
Yeah. And you don't take pictures with people and you have like certain rules or anything. And then you raise your hand, you get a mic and you ask a question. And there's people, and then afterwards, sometimes the networks will allow for scrum time, which can be anywhere between like 5 to 15 minutes, where you can go up on stage and get further questions from people. And a more, it's kind of like when you watch sports clips and stuff, when they see the mics and people's faces, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So who, out of all the times you've been to TCA, and I know you've been a few times, what... Are the where what do you look forward to? Who is the biggest network that comes and does the best job?
I always like HBO.
Yeah.
HBO hasn't. I didn't think their presentation this year was like really great. Like I'm excited about Vinyl.
Vinyl's,
yes. Vinyl's really good. The awesome. Pilot is really long.
What is Vinyl for those who don't
Vinyl
know?
Vinyl is Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger and Terrence Winter's partnership together, where they're going back to 1973 and they're investigating the rock and roll industry, the music industry, in the wake of rock, disco, and hip hop.
So excited for that show.
Bobby Cannavale.
Starring Bobby Cannavale, Jip Rossetti.
Yeah,
he is on a roll. Yeah. I feel like Bobby.
It's really good. Ray Romano's in it, and he's like almost unidentifiable. Like,
oh, yeah.
I heard his voice, but I didn't recognize him.
I heard it was disappointing because I'm naked.
Yeah.
So with Vinyl, it's a new series.
Premieres on it's Valentine's Day. You can watch it on
Fantastic.
February 14th.
So did you get to watch the first
episode?
I've
seen the first two episodes. The first episode is 2 hours long, and it feels
just like
that
Boardwalk.
Way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very long, but it's interesting. There's a lot of things that you're like, is this really happening? Because his character is he's a recovering like alcoholic and drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
But his company's kind of falling apart. Like, he's been lying about their numbers for so long, and now it's finally catching up to
them. Isn't Juno Temple also?
Juno Temple's in it. She plays an assistant at the record label.
I'm sure she gets naked and like everything.
She does. She gets naked very quickly with Mick Jagger's
very
son.
Very quickly, wow.
Mick Jagger's son's in
Every
it
movie
playing,
she's in,
was
playing
she
like
in
a
Buffalo's?
Probably.
Yeah.
She's British.
They cut out that part because she actually had a really bigger part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you
and
go.
And the other show that's similar to that, we're going to see a lot of trends of music this year because we've got Vinyl coming out, and then later this year we're going to have Cameron Crowe's Roadies on Showtime, which I loved. That was but it's very Cameron Crowe. It's light. It's got a lighter tone, like, it's still dealing with, it's not really
like,
dealing with
almost
darkness.
Famous, like,
it's like Almost Famous, yeah, it's that lightness.
Which is his best thing he's ever done.
Well, you know, I really love Fast Times Original High, though.
But Aloha.
Yeah.
Oh, Aloha. God, Aloha.
But it's nice, because he goes, you get to see, like, the underworkings of
the
backstage. So that's Luke Wilson, dreamy Luke Wilson, Carla.
Gugino.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, not Juno Temple. Imogen Poots is also
in it. Oh, I like her.
And she plays a rigger. She's like a tough girl in the show.
I love her.
I think of all the roadies from Wayne's World. That's what I always think of. Like Chris Farley. Oh, go get it.
Yeah. But it's good. I like that pilot a lot. I'm really excited about that show. It's very light. It's going to make you feel good.
So it's Showtime's answer to Vinyl, basically.
Yeah. And then there's Atlanta, which is coming out on FX this summer with Donald Glover. He's writing, starring, producing the whole show.
Quick Community to make
to do this. It's dark, it is bleak, and it is amazing.
Is it about the hip-hop?
So he plays a guy, Donald Glover's the star, and his name's Ernest. And he plays a guy who's like, he's got a girlfriend and a kid, but kind of, and he doesn't really have a job. He's really smart. He went to college. He got out of his bad situation, but now he just can't move forward. So he's kind of got a little bit of arrested development. Turns out his cousin is a budding up and coming rap star. And so he decides to go and try to convince his cousin to let him be his manager. So it's like Entourage. Like, it's a good way of thinking, like, early stages of Entourage, where E and Vin are getting together and starting their career together. So it's that sort of thing. So the whole first episode is him trying to convince his cousin to let him come work for him. And his cousin's like, you're kind of a slacker, and I don't trust you, and everybody wants money from me right now. And so it's going to move forward from that. And it's really good. The pilot was exceptionally good.
So that's three music shows.
Yeah, three music shows. It's the
so
theme
it's gone,
I'm seeing this
so
year.
So it's gone from zombies or robots to
music.
To music now. All right, so you've got HBO. So when you do these shows, they bring in the talent.
They'll bring in everybody. Like, let's use Vinyl again. So Vinyl, they brought in Terrence Winter. They had him actually there. Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger were in Satellite.
Wow.
So they didn't. So it was. That's always very strange when you have the Satellite because you have to like
the delayed time.
Hope that they can hear you. Speak slower. But I asked Mick Jagger, I forget what I asked Mick Jagger, but I was like, I have to ask Mick Jagger a question. Like, there's no, you can't not ask Mick Jagger a question. I can't remember what I asked him.
What are y'all working on a new
one? Oh, album? I think it was about his son. Because his son's in the movie, or is in the TV show and plays like a Lou Reed kind of character.
That's cool.
And so I asked about if he had any tips for his son. and that was, he didn't.
See Free Jack.
Yeah, he didn't give a good answer, and I was like, it's fine. But I was like, I have to ask Mick Jagger a question. Yeah.
So what about networks like ABC, NBC,
so Fox? So all the majors have a day each. So like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. And Fox all get their own days. Each of them have 2 days because each of them have cable networks that are associated with them. So you have CBS and then CW is on a separate day. And it'll be CW and Showtime are usually on a day together.
Yeah.
And then you have NBC and NBC Universal, which is their cable arm. Then you have ABC. And ABC in the fall usually does more panels because they don't have as many mid-seasons. And these are all typically new shows. They're not bringing in the older shows except for FX. FX almost always brings in old shows.
What about ABC Family, which is now Freeform?
Freeform. I know. It makes me feel like it's some sort of feminine hygiene product.
I know. It's really
so
weird.
So weird. Freeform came.
They came as Freeform?
They did come as Freeform. Because they were, a week later, they were changing their name. So they were trying to do a big push.
Why did they change their name?
They wanted to get out of the ABC Family stuff because they're trying to appeal to more of a CW fan base.
More edgy.
It was Fox Family, then it turned to ABC
Family.
Now
it's Freeform.
So weird.
And so now they're going after Becomers, which is their way. So the way that they describe it are from first kiss to first baby. That's the audience that they're trying to attack, which I'm like, that's everybody, but okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So from basically...
Yeah.
12, 13
to like 30.
Okay.
That's what their range is. So.
I mean, that's all their shows target.
Exactly. So they're trying to do more. They had Recovery Road, which they brought
terrible.
Out, which was terrible. I did not care for it.
The trailer.
I don't really watch anything on.
There's a lot
what
of
about
random
Pretty
shows.
Little Liars?
Pretty Little Liars was not there. They might bring, but like Pretty Little Liars, when it's finally the last season.
Season 7 is supposed to be the last season.
Yeah, so they'll probably bring it for that, because they'll do like a big farewell thing.
It
but
needs
typically.
To end.
What
typically
about their comedies? Which comedies do they have?
They didn't bring any of their comedies this time around that I can remember. So maybe they did and I don't remember. I had 158 sessions. By the end of this whole thing, it was 158.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's
press
too much.
There's
too
many
press conference.
It's a lot of sitting. It's a lot of listening to people. It's a lot of asking questions. Like PBS is really... I always love PBS. Not a lot of people write about PBS shows. But, I mean, there's like Downton Abbey, but there's never... But I like them because I always learn something from those.
Curious, HBO Sesame Street.
They brought the Muppets out, but they did not do a session.
They did not do a session, but they brought the Muppets out.
They did.
Okay. Also curious, the big one that they really haven't made a terrible show yet, AMC.
They've made some terrible shows.
Well.
Halt and Catch Fire is a nightmare of a show.
I like it.
Preacher, did they show Preacher?
Oh, yeah.
You saw Preacher episode 1?
I've seen Preacher, and it is amazing.
Oh, my God. So,
I got to see it in a movie theater, too, which was
at
the Arclight.
I have so many questions about it.
Okay.
I'm real excited about it.
I've never read the book, even though they gave me a copy of it.
All right, so I've definitely read the comics more than once. I know a thing or two about it.
So for listeners, Preacher is the new AMC show that's being produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Oh.
And so, but it's about a... preacher who is kind of having like a disenfranchised with his religion. He's kind of got bad shit going on in his life.
Oh, I've seen the preview for that.
And it's got
Dominic Cooper.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I love him.
I do like him.
He's so good.
And then he gets blasted, is the best way to say it, by this like sort of alien entity thing that as we go on turns out to be, it gets revealed what it is. Not in the first episode, but later in the series. And he starts to kind of evangelize, but also be an Avenger. So it's dark.
In the comics, it's basically he's a preacher. His past is questionable, and this entity gets into him, and you find out what it is, but then he turns out he's on a mission to track God down and kill him, and make him answer.
It's so good.
And he has a superpower called the Word of God.
Yeah, we didn't get to that in the first episode,
So it looks good. It sounds good.
Yeah, it looks good. It sounds good. They filmed it in Albuquerque, but it's supposed to be West Texas.
Yeah,
and it looks pretty good.
The first comic or trade is called Gone to Texas.
And then Cassidy, who's
the vampire.
The vampire.
Oh, yeah.
His entrance on the show.
He's from Misfits.
He's so good. Yeah. He's a weird little dude. I ended up having a one-on-one with him.
He's like,
but I really
Irish or.
He's from like Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Manchester, maybe like one of the more industrial parts of England. But he's got bipolar disease, so he told me all about it.
Oh, wow.
So tell me, I want to know, this AMC show, is it like one of their flagship shows now? Is it high budget? Does it look good?
It's very, it looks really good. I think they're definitely going for the audience of Walking Dead. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be as accessible as Walking Dead.
Well, the
comics, but I was always surprised by how well Walking Dead did.
The comics are like, is the most graphic,
oh, it's
hardcore
graphic.
Triple X stuff you've ever read.
Yeah, it's
like,
very
it's crazy.
Graphic. It's very, very graphic.
I'm very excited.
But it's no more graphic than anything I've seen on Walking Dead.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they do a good job.
But there is a scene like with Cassidy where he like, because he jumps out of a plane at one point. And all he doesn't have, he's a vampire.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a parachute. He jumps out with just an umbrella. So he falls to the earth. And you next see him sitting in like a crater that he made with his guts everywhere.
Awesome.
And a cow, but he's clearly fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
You have to read it. It's an amazing story. And with it, so I guess for the pilot episode, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg directed it.
Yes.
Does it in par with their this
it's
is
fine.
The end or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think the cinematography is way more impressive than the direction in
okay.
it. The direction was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some times that you're like, sometimes directors get in their own way, and I thought that they did a nice job of showcasing the actors
okay.
and showcasing the story. The editing is very good. The editing and the cinematography is
solid. There's a huge fan base for it, so we're all excited. I'm excited for that. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah,
let's
I was really excited about that.
With Walking Dead and Better Call Saul. Did you get to see season 2 of Better Call Saul?
Didn't see either of those things, so they didn't present them.
Okay. Any new shows other than Preacher?
So see, Preacher had... What other shows did AMC have? I think that Preacher was the only one AMC brought out, because they also own Sundance.
Oh, okay.
And so for Sundance, they brought out the new one with James Pufroy that actually was shot in Texas. Cap'n Leonard. Cap'n Leonard, which
yeah.
I really liked. It's like...
It's another comic book adaptation, too.
So. Yeah, it's a book adaptation.
Yeah, book.
But it's about these two guys who, one gets out of jail, one's a former cop, maybe. Some of the stuff's muddled for me. And they just wreak havoc. So it's like Duke of Hazzard.
Okay.
It's like a darker Dukes of Hazzard.
I'll say with FX and FXX now, what did you get to see with those?
Saw Atlanta, which is like the only show worth talking about. Saw the disaster that is Baskets, and that show is awful.
Okay.
But it's like their number one comedy now.
I know.
It's crazy.
Did you like it?
No.
I hated it.
Well, it's just so weird.
It's so weird. Louis Anderson is the best thing on that show,
yeah.
And he was great in the press conference.
The
Louis
Anderson?
Plays Zach Galifianakis, who Zach Galifianakis, by the way, is playing twins.
This is Baskets.
Yeah. Louis Anderson plays his mom.
His mom?
Fantastic.
Like in drag.
But he's, do we think
but he's a
guy?
Woman.
He's
yeah,
a
he's
woman.
A woman who's just
this is like
by
hairspray, in hairspray style?
Yeah, kind
okay.
of. Yeah. It's that same sort of campiness.
Okay.
Louis has a couple other shows for FX that he's producing also.
Mm-hmm. Louis.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. So he's got Baskets. He's not doing Louis anymore.
Well,
he
no,
officially announced that. It's on a very long hiatus. He's got that other show with the really loud girl from Louis with the dark. The
oh,
one that
yeah,
looks like
know.
Constance Zimmer, but that isn't Constance
yes.
Zimmer.
That's like his been his like wife like in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like all shows.
And there's another one that he's produced. Yeah, because he I forget.
There was a Seth Rogen cartoon for FX coming out, right?
Really?
Or something
there
sausage party?
Yeah. Better Things is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
For
okay.
But they didn't present that.
They didn't present that? What was your favorite thing they presented this whole trip? Or
Atlanta.
The top two? Atlanta? Really?
For FX?
No, for anything.
For anything?
Or like your top two?
Well, it's hard to tell, too, because there'd be some times where I
just
see
like
a show.
Just like your few. You just name the like.
Yeah, like I loved Atlanta. I loved Roadies. I really liked... I thought that the panel for Uncle Buck really turned my opinion of that show. I liked it.
TV show.
They're doing
a
TV show
with Mike Epps.
With Mike Epps as Uncle Buck. There is a giant pancake in it, so any fans of the movie will be happy I was.
Is there any reference to John Candy at all?
No, not really.
No.
Does Macaulay Culkin make a cameo?
No, not really. No.
What about the
family? Who's
saying
not really?
Oh, I liked the family.
Really?
I did.
Good.
It's not great.
On that show,
it's not great, but I really thought it was quite fun.
Do you think that? do you think that it would like get a season or renewal?
I think they're definitely going to keep it for a season because it's got like a whole arc, and
yeah.
Joan Allen is like they're putting a lot of eggs in the Joan Allen basket.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really good. I think if Secrets and Lies can be successful, it's on the same level as Secrets and Lies.
Okay.
Like it's just as twisty but still very, like, accessible. And actually, I didn't watch Secret and Lies last year. Did you watch any of that one?
Yeah.
I didn't really care for it, but I really liked the beginning of the second season. I think that this mystery is a little bit...
whole new premise, right?
Whole new premise, but the only thing that's the same is the wooden character that Juliette Lewis plays.
Of course.
She's terrible.
She's terrible.
She's terrible on that show. Mm. She was so good on Wayward Pines.
Yeah.
Not good on that show.
Yeah. Well, but, I'm happy to hear that about the family.
Yeah, the family was really good. The panel for it was kind of...
Oh, really?
Bland. Sometimes the panels are really just...
I don't really like that actress. I never know her name, the one with her eyes that are really close together.
Allison Pill.
Yeah, she's just... I can never get into her, but I am happy that the kid from The Way Way Back got a role. I'm when you watch that preview, like, do you already know if he's really
good? I forgot that was the same guy.
Yeah, it's that kid.
Oh, I was looking at him going, why do I recognize him?
Pop and Lock?
Pop and Lock. It's Pop and Lock. Mm-hmm. Oh, he looks creepy in that show.
He does look so creepy.
Did you watch how many episodes?
I've seen just the first one. They sent me three, but I only watched one.
Are there any horror or sci-fi shows coming out that we should watch?
I really liked The Magicians on sci-fi, which I think is actually pulpy, kind of fun and cutesy. I liked Mortal Instruments more than I expected to for Freeform.
We'll see.
I did not care for the Shannara.
Wasn't that a movie?
Really?
It was a movie. It didn't do well.
It's
now they're turning.
It doesn't
look
good.
Movie.
Sorry. No, I've never been able to make it all the way through the Mortal Instruments.
I thought you loved. What was
no,
the movie?
No, Beautiful Creatures. If they made a Beautiful Creatures
show.
Same
movie.
Beautiful
same thing.
Well, they'd have to have the same cast for me to be interested.
And by the way, for those of us just joining or not, we just had Andrew Conway here, local filmmaker in Dallas, stop by.
I like that you're sitting behind the camera.
Yeah, you're like, I
don't know. We're live Periscope.
Oh, I can move my purse.
I don't think he wants to be on it.
Yeah, you don't want to be on it?
Was there a TV show that you were looking forward to that she could probably talk about? You just missed us talk about Preacher.
I like
Preacher.
That she throws shows at me.
I'm like, curious about, did you see the next season of Unreal? Oh, yeah, I did. I Facebooked you about
it. Yeah,
they
haven't shot. They did a panel. Okay. Unreal did a panel, but they haven't shot any show yet. They're probably not going into production until about March.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is that they're going to have a Black Bachelor, which has never happened on actual Bachelor.
No.
So we're going to have a Black Bachelor this season. Rachel and
forget her name.
Constance Zimmer's character. Zoe? No, it's something. Rachel and whatever her name is are going into business together. And then the worst part was when I was told that what's his face, the boyfriend,
the hot one,
the hot
good
one
that she screwed over,
the one that
season.
She screwed over is very upset that she screwed him over. The camera guy. So he's going on a rampage to become a men's rights activist.
What?
And I was like,
that's
oh my
his story
God.
Line?
Yeah, I'm excited about that because he's
going
to give so much shit to Rachel and it's going to make her snap like that.
Well, I hope. But she deserves it. She screwed him over so bad.
Yeah, she did. Twice.
Twice.
Was there a Simpsons panel?
No, we had a Simpsons panel last July when it went to FX.
Well, I know they just announced Matt Groening just announced he was doing a new animated comedy for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
no. Yeah, no, Netflix didn't have that.
So speaking of Netflix.
What did Netflix have?
Like, yeah, I was going to say.
16
seasons.
Master of None.
They had Master of None. They had Master of None, Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
Did you see the new CX? Premiere Daredevil?
I haven't watched the premiere, but they did send it to us. But I don't got to see Fuller House.
Oh,
I watched all six episodes of Fuller House.
Is it good or what?
I felt like I had Stockholm Syndrome from it. I'll be honest with you. Did you like Full House as a kid?
I love
Okay, good. So we can have an actual conversation. I had to pretend that I didn't care for Full House as a kid.
Oh,
because everyone was like, I hated that show. And I was like, yeah, well.
Who hated that?
The pilot is awful.
Yeah.
You have to. I would actually almost say... skip to the second episode. Because the pilot is really just a whole bunch of winks and hey. And, like, everybody's, like, doing, like, just catchphrases. Like, all the catchphrases from the first series. But then when it slips into the actual plot of the show, and DJ's recovering from losing her husband, and she is a partner in a veterinarian clinic. Her husband was not Steve. Steve is in the first episode.
Oh.
And there's potential. Steve now owns Comic, the dog.
Comet. You said Comet. I was like, a comet?
I can't. Yeah. Comet. So now
Steve
owns Comet. It's Comet Jr.
Comet's 30 years old now.
And in the first episode, Comet Jr. has a litter. And so then they have... So that brings Steve into the world because one of the sons wants a puppy.
Okay.
But Steve's not really... I was excited because I love Steve.
Me too. I was
but Steve's not going to be the love interest.
What?
There's another guy who's actually quite quite
good.
No. Steve's going to be the best friend that's still like has feelings, but not.
He's barely in it.
You don't think there's any potential that that's
there might be some
angle?
Potential, but they pushed this other guy a lot harder.
Maybe with Stephanie.
Well,
maybe Stephanie also. By the way, I love that she's like a DJ. She's like a DJ fashion jet setter person, and I'm just like.
So they basically repeat. They recycled the storyline.
Oh yeah,
like,
same.
She lost her husband, and now she's got to be a single mother.
Yeah.
So is it worth a damn?
I liked it.
I
think
Steve.
It's.
I was scared it was gonna be Steve.
No, not Steve.
Yeah.
Steve was in the first episode. Gets killed.
Gets killed.
I
no,
love
they,
Steve and DJ. That was.
It's a weird. It's also like a weird time thing too, because like she's got a very young. So unless she died when she was pregnant, like early pregnancy, the husband's been dead for too long. So.
Yeah.
Oh, why? What's her youngest kid?
Her youngest kid's like an infant.
Yeah.
So he would have had.
So she would have. It would just see, like a 6 month old infant. Like not a. Maybe a. No, I don't even think like a year. Like.
Oh.
So he does. He dies before they all move together.
Yeah, we don't meet the.
But
husband.
That's what.
Just like in the. Just like in.
Like, I thought they actually had all this, right? I thought he dies and then they move in together.
No, no. Here's what happens. So he dies, and then she's living with Danny. And then Danny and Becky have gotten a job in L.A.
Oh, they're still working together?
They're still working together.
Okay.
So they got
sure.
a job
they're
in L.A.
God, we can never know.
And so everybody's basically moving to L.A. except for, which one's?
DJ.
No, which one's the?
Not
so
Jody.
What's the other one?
Michelle?
Dave Coulier's
oh.
character. Joey? That's Joey?
Dave?
He's moving to Vegas because he's
Dave.
A...
No,
it's ventriloquist with his
beaver. He's a big ventriloquist with his beaver. Yeah.
Do they explain Michelle's absence?
They do, and that was the part that almost like killed me.
Because
it was like no, it wasn't a photograph. It was she couldn't be here because she's building her fashion empire, and then they do one of these at the camera.
What?
And I was like,
oh
my god.
There are parts I just don't want them. I heard there was talks of her being replaced, and I'd rather just leave her out.
Yeah, they're leaving her out.
Good.
They're leaving the door open for her to. For one
right.
of Jesse and Joey aren't in the other six episodes. They're only
they pop in. So, like, Jesse comes back in the second episode or the third episode. Joey's around.
People?
Yeah, they just kind
and
of...
Jesse's pop. And Rebecca are still together.
So
Jesse and Rebecca
sort of like
are still together.
Right out, like, the main character. They're just sort of like,
eh. Yeah, they just pop in.
Where,
they pop in.
Where are their kids?
So yeah, like, where's the twins?
Yeah.
The twins are there.
They're all grown up.
They're
30. They gotta be old.
They're like 25.
We have talked
something.
Entirely too much about Fuller House. It sounds awful.
Premieres on February 20th. Watch the whole
don't
thing.
Watch it.
Of course, I gotta watch it.
I'm excited about
it.
I really like
it. What about Love? Jafto's Netflix show.
You know what? Okay, so here's the. So Love is Gillian Jacobs and. And yes, thank you. And Judd Apatow is sort of showrunning it, but not really. Paul is the one that's like wrote it, directed it, and all that. It's about two people whose relationships have just crumbled and fallen apart, and they are. It's kind of like you're the worst, a little bit in that same sort of attitude, but they end up becoming friends and finding each other and just having their own little love story. I really liked the pilot. I was in a minority. Amongst my colleagues, most people thought it was really stupid.
So like casual? I thought
a little bit like casual.
Casual's great, though.
But it's definitely one. I felt like it was a really good follow-up for Girls in a way that I was actually more prepared. Because when Girls came out, I wasn't in the right mind frame to like that show. Huh. With this one, it's very similar to Girls.
Do you like Girls now, then?
No, I still don't like Girls. I still don't like Girls.
Wait, what season? They're going to end on season six.
This season.
This is the last season.
No, this isn't.
I thought this
one
was season
more.
Five.
This is season five, and the next
so
season will
one.
Be the last one.
So two more seasons. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. So,
what, about,
what else?
Anything from Hulu or Crackle or...
Mindy
Project?
Did you
watch James Franco's
Amazon?
11-22?
I did watch James Franco's 11-22-63. I actually have a really funny James Franco story.
Oh. Yes.
So, I went up and scrummed with James Franco after the Hulu panel for 11-22-63, which was shot in... Parts of it were shot in Dallas. They went and took over Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's based off a Stephen King book where a college professor goes back in time to stop the assassination of JFK.
Yeah.
So it's got a little time travel in it. It's got mystery. It's pretty good. I really liked the first episode. I wish I had seen more. They're rolling it out on a more network based, the same way they did Mindy Project. So they'll be releasing one episode at a time rather than all at once. I like that Hulu kind of plays with that and tries to figure out what their viewers kind of can withstand and what they want. And I think a lot of Hulu viewers are very used to using Hulu as a supplement. So, like, doing week to week isn't as hard for them as it would be for somebody who's watching Netflix. Like, most people who only watch Netflix don't realize the show they're watching came out a year ago.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, don't care. So, my James Franco story, so I went up to Scrum with him. And I had a couple of General Hospital questions because he had been on General Hospital.
Yeah.
In my other life, I cover soap operas. And I was talking to him, and you have, like, your microphone,
mm-hmm.
like, about here, usually. And he's a very animated person, so he's, like, throwing his hands around. And at one point, just smacks my microphone right out of my hand. And I was just like, oh, my God. Because I was like, it's going to be okay. And then he's like, oh, my God, I just sabotaged your interview. And he just kept going. But luckily, my friend Bill was there and was recording for me. And I was just like, and I'm scrambling, like, while I'm talking to, like, put my microphone back together and just, like, but he was nice.
And he's doing an HBO show also, right?
He's doing an HBO show, which just, they were, when I talked to him, it wasn't completely finalized. And now, like, a week later, they finally finalized all the details.
Porno, or what was it called? I can't remember what it's called.
It was called Porno, but it's about the porn industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was the most fun person you get to talk to?
I really enjoy getting to talk to Hannibal Buress, even though that was the most uncomfortable experience for me. I love Hannibal Buress so fucking much.
His show
much.
Was horrible, though.
His show, well, it's gone.
Yeah.
But he was there for Netflix doing a comp, because he's got a comedy show coming out in February. And another comedy show.
Is he
going to
go back to Broad City, though?
Yeah.
He'll be back on Broad City. And so I was talking to him, but a lot of the journalists there were still gunning for Bill Cosby quotes. And he doesn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And, like, it's one of those things where we're all professional journalists, but you have to understand at some point you can't keep badgering the talent. You
yeah.
cannot keep asking them the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there pulling his hat down. Sitting like arms crossed over himself, and I was just like, I wasn't asking that. I kept trying to turn the questions to, let's talk about your comedy show, let's talk about Broad City, let's talk about these other things that you're doing. And these people were just like hammering. And at one point, he's like, I'm fucking done.
Did he say that?
Yeah, and he
oh,
told
wow.
all the journalists to leave. And I like bend over and I'm like, can I still talk to you about your show? And he's like, yeah, sure, fine. So I got a little one on one.
That's nice.
Cool.
But at that point, I was so frazzled by what had happened
yeah.
that I
that's...
couldn't come up with like, coherent sentences.
That's shame on the reporters.
Well, yeah. So those are all those three of them. One of them was Hollywood Reporter, and she was very she wasn't Hollywood Reporter. She was a TV guide, but she was very uncomfortable doing it. You could tell, like, her voice was shaking. And
so
then another
boss told her.
Her boss told her she had to go get those quotes.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
somebody else came up, and he was like, nah, 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 nah.
Oh,
did you get to see Gabby Hoffman?
Fuck Gabby Hoffman. I did not.
Was she there?
She was not, thank God.
Your best.
Transparent was in the, they did Transparent, Amazon did Transparent in July, but she wasn't there because she had just had a baby. And I was like, thank God.
Well, didn't she periscope her natural tub birth?
Oh,
I can't even with her.
That's
disgusting.
So weird.
Periscope.
Wait, so was Mindy Kaling there?
Mindy was not there because they premiered Mindy Project back in the summer. So she was, I interviewed her in the summertime.
Oh, okay. Do you know when it's coming back?
They didn't have
Is
date.
It kind of?
It'll come back because
okay.
they only did half the season.
Yeah.
So
it was signed for 26 episodes, so mm-hmm. it has to at least finish that.
So what
but
was
I'm trying to think of, like, for actual, like, fun chats. I had a really good chat with Imogen Poots, who's in Roadies.
Yeah.
She was really sweet. And she's really funny. I had a weird interaction with Luke Wilson because at the end of the panel, so sometimes they'll do these, like, fun, they'll do either scrums or later in the evening they'll do a party where you have interview opportunities to go to, like, a party and you'll see, like, Susan's there and be like, hey, Susan, I know you're drinking this drink, but can I talk to you?
You're allowed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's encouraged.
Oh.
And that's, like, what they do. So instead of having scrums, they'll have all their talent come to a party. So you'll...
That's cool.
Like, I talked to Aaron Tveit, who's going to be on this Sunday on
Grease
Live.
Live.
And...
Was he nice?
So nice.
Oh, good.
He's so dreamy.
Yeah.
So dreamy.
Very hot.
What was, like, the coolest thing you got to actually go do, though?
Go to James Corden. Go to a late
oh.
go see the Late
so
Late Show.
Cool.
That was
how
the freaking
okay.
coolest.
Walk us through
how
that whole thing.
How did that happen?
Okay, so we go to... Oh, great. My mother just texted. My mom just said, language, watch it, you are live, not edited, no fuck, please.
Sorry, Mom.
Hi,
sorry. Oh, some hearts.
Yeah.
Turn off? I don't know. I don't know. That's funny, though.
We have one viewer. Yay. What is this?
Yeah.
She's seriously.
Yeah. we sign up, we get to go, they take us, sorry, we're talking about James Corden, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And they had basically, it was almost all journalists at this taping. And I didn't know that there was going to be a live, I knew it was going to be live, but I didn't know there was going to be like an audience participation thing. First of all, having gone with these guys to see Conan O'Brien, who was like a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yeah.
James Corden's show, it took like we were there for like an hour, right? Like barely an hour.
Right. 55 minutes. Exactly.
For James Corden, it was like 4 o'clock. I didn't leave that place till 10 o'clock that night.
What?
Yeah. We didn't record that long because they had a little party for us afterwards where we could have interview opportunity. But like from 4:30 until about 6:30 is how long the recording process took. Wow. It was a nightmare. And also like his talent wasn't that great.
Who's
like he had Zooey Deschanel, Morgan Freeman. Agreed.
I don't know.
Morgan Freeman and Tim Roth.
Did Morgan Freeman fall asleep?
Morgan Freeman actually did doze a few times.
He's always fallen asleep these days.
He's tired. You did get called a pretty good name on
TV.
I did.
He's pretty old.
He doesn't want to do this anymore.
No, but he was cool. He stayed afterwards to do interview opportunities, even though we had already seen him 2 days earlier because he came for Discovery. Because he's doing the voice of God and something for
he's
Nat
Geo.
It is typecast. But so they do a they did an audience participation thing called Emoji News, and they wanted audience participation. And I saw him coming up the side, and I made eye contact with him, and I was the only person in my section violently waving. And so I saw him cross over, and he pointed at me, and I was like, oh, yeah. And so I took it, and is my mother still talking to us right now?
Yes, she said branded coffee cups should be. We should have branded coffee cups.
I think she's right. Otherwise, we'll get some. Yeah,
she said she has some.
Good. I'll bring some Fresh Fiction ones next time.
Thanks, there you go.
But so he picked me, and then he called me. We were joking around about something about the eggplant.
Yes.
Wait. So you knew before that you were going
to
call
him? Like as he was walking my direction, I was going to be the one because I decided I was going to be the one. I don't know if I was supposed to be the one, but I jumped up and took the opportunity.
You're the chosen one.
Yeah. Because the good thing is a lot of the journalists don't want to. There's only a few. Like Fred, who was the first one that was in that segment. He was bald and
I just saw your clip.
All that matters.
Yeah.
But he called me a slut and adorable.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
They were both
live
nice.
TV. That was amazing.
Hey, James Corden called you a slut.
Yeah. That's and cool. I was just I was the whole time just
a big late night talk show debut.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
But he was really nice, and I talked to him afterwards a little bit about because we had gotten to see the Adele video before they did it 3 days later. Adele and him did Car.
Oh, that
Car.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
My buddy edits a lot of those.
Really?
He works for James Corden, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Who's your buddy?
His name's Brad.
Brad.
Conlon.
Oh, I know Ben. I don't know Ben.
He's
but
he made the transition to James.
Much better. Much better deal.
So out of all, you did that.
That was my favorite experience.
Yeah, that was your favorite
business. Yeah.
So what was the worst thing you saw this time?
There you go. Oh, there was a lot. But luckily I just put it aside and I don't think about it.
Just something that
the worst thing that you want to tell people not to watch. Don't do it.
I really hate Baskets. I don't think you should watch that. The panel was fun because Zach Galifianakis is really sweet.
You don't watch Baskets? It sounds like Fuller House you just shouldn't watch.
Fuller House, if you like Full House, I'm sure you're going
to
enjoy it.
Oh my God. I have to go back in time in my head now. What was on CBS? There was some nightmare of a show on CBS that I can't.
What?
Supergirl?
No, we went to the Supergirl set. Which was cool. I got to go to the Supergirl set.
I like her. Did you guys see Melissa
Benoist?
She goes by Benoist, right?
Benoist.
Yeah. She's awesome, I feel
Who's your boyfriend?
Right. It's the guy from Glee. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not the one that's stuck.
I can only think of his name as...
Not Pug? What Pug just...
No, not Pug.
No,
Hawkeye.
Pug's in jail.
He's being considered as a possible young... Han
he's,
Solo, too.
He's got a name.
He does.
I mean, a name that somebody else has. It's another famous person's name.
Does WWE go to these things?
WWE went last, because they brought the network.
Okay, so they
came part as cable. So cable gets 5 days.
Okay.
And it's all, so they have this cable alliance.
So yeah, I think they're with USA right now.
Right, but it was whatever the WWE network, when they were launching their digital service, they came for that. And so they presented, they were talking about, they just did like a little 1 hour presentation, but that was a year ago.
Okay.
So they don't normally come.
Normally come? They think they should.
Yeah. Well, it just, if nobody covers, if they don't think they're going to get enough coverage on it, then it's not.
Well, Daniel Bryan's still out.
Oh, I do love my David Bryan.
Bruce Jenner's sons.
Are you serious?
One of,
you're wrong. You're lying.
Look it up.
Is he one of Bruce Jenner's sons?
That, yeah, Blake Jenner's his, yeah, Blake Jenner's
Why
Brody.
Why do you go on the Glee project then?
Who cares? Because
you have to get attention.
Get famous any way you can.
Wow, he could have been famous anyway.
Well, he's a Cardassian way.
No, I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and that show was really good too. The O.J. Simpson.
Oh yeah, oh,
People versus
that was
O.J.
good?
Simpson.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
It's a miniseries.
John
right?
Travolta looks so ridiculous.
Wait, is it a miniseries?
It's
or
a mini.
Show?
It's a.
What's,
it's an anthology
yeah.
series. So it's
mean?
Like American Horror Story.
It's like American Horror Story, but it's American Crime Story.
Oh, so this is just that crime.
Right. Yeah, then they're going to
do
another one.
Next season's Hurricane Katrina.
Do you know how many episodes that will be? The
this one is eight.
Eight.
Eight? Is it worth a watch?
He's not a Jenner. He's just a normal Jenner.
Ha!
Was it good acting?
You were trying to trick me.
I know.
Yeah.
God, I knew he wouldn't have done Glee Project if he was a...
We're stopped talking about Glee. Nobody likes it.
Yeah, so in... Hey, in The People versus O.J. Simpson, the acting's really, really good. Cuba Gooding Jr. is a little weird, but he's actually not in it as much as you would think it is. It's more...
It's all John Travolta.
It's all David Schwimmer.
It's actually more David Schwimmer in the first couple episodes.
Is he good?
Hey, he's actually pretty good. The best performance in it... The best performance in it is Courtney B. Vance as Johnny Cochran. He is amazing. Like, he came on the screen, and it was... I couldn't watch anybody
else.
Not
Judge Ito?
No, Judge Ito is not the best yet.
I'm curious
like
about that.
It's a good show. It starts on Tuesday, so
okay.
You can check it out. February 2nd. Take a gander. There's also going to be a 30 for 30 documentary series about O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Five or six parts.
So you can watch that, too. And that's all... Post trial to current,
that's great.
No,
so him in jail right now.
It's his second. It's basically his second crime.
What about Angie Tribeca?
So good.
It is.
Is
really
it?
Good. They brought out. They
it
brought out
funny.
Angie. Yeah, it's really. Funny.
They did a 25-hour marathon.
Did you watch all of it?
No.
Yes.
Well, only 10. There's only 10 episodes, so they were repeated some of the episodes.
Oh, that's the thing.
Well, yeah.
There's only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more coming out, but those, the initial 10 were ready.
So
that's funny.
To wrap this TCA podcast up, tell us again the three shows we should definitely watch.
Okay, so you should definitely watch, now my things have
Atlanta.
All changed again. You should definitely watch Atlanta when it comes out this summer, Roadies, and I'm going to throw in People vs. O.J. Simpson, because that's
Vinyls
right now.
Very
and
Vinyl.
All the music stuff.
The Family. Shout out for The Family.
I do like The Family.
In Fuller House.
You know, there's a trend here. I like gruesome crime, music, and family stuff.
Yeah. Well, The Family's like a crime drama.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
And
like,
Gabby Hoffman. Well, thank you, Gwen, for coming to talk about TCA.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get our Periscope down and gone. I'm glad Mrs. Reyes was there to tell us what to do.
She didn't send me another text message.
Is that her again?
Yeah.
And we are...
She got kicked off. She's back on.
And we are the Multimedia Men podcast. We will be back next time after Super Bowl to do our regular format because it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But find us on iTunes, find us on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, the Multimedia Men. On Twitter, we're the Multimedia Pod. And thanks for TCA.
Sure.
Woo. Yeah.